Talk about a cool field trip. Couple of hundred kids from across northern Utah headed to Utah State University today for a conversation with people in space.
Space Dynamics Laboratory, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, Peggy and Jack, this is Charlie Precourt. Are you hearing me okay?
We're hearing you great, Charlie. It's good to hear your voice.
I am really jealous not to be on that side of the phone call, but it's really great. We got a room full of very excited people and students to talk to you.
And those kids had a lot of questions for the astronauts. Expedition 51 Commander Peggy Whitson and Flight Engineer Jack Fisher. What do astronauts eat? What do they do with their garbage? And then this.
Do you ever play any instruments aboard the space station?
Why, that is a fantastic question. I don't, but we just so happen to have someone who does. He may be floating by now. He speaks lots of languages, plays lots of instruments. He's not good for our self-confidence as people, but kind of an amazing dude. That is our Frenchman, Thomas Pesquet.
Former astronaut Charlie Precourt led the conversation on the ground at USU's Space Dynamics Lab. Afterward, he talked about how important it is to expose kids to applied sciences.
I was in their seats when we were getting ready to land on the moon. And I remember all of our students in my class thinking, wow, that's unbelievable. And how distant a dream it might be, yet it became real life for me, and it can become real life for them for sure. So very much an intense part of my life was being able to be part of the space program.
Many of the students, like 10th grader Megan Allred, gave the experience glowing reviews.
I want to do space because it's interesting. I learned a lot. I probably won't go in space. But I want to work probably here at the Space Dynamics Lab.
Well, it has to be incredibly cool to talk to astronauts in space. It beats surfing Facebook, right? Representatives from Utah's aerospace industry say they depend on that kind of enthusiasm to fill out their workforce.